Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County Health earns high marks, but patients less likely to recommend hospital. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Campbell County Health leaders are reviewing new patient feedback that shows a surprising gap between positive hospital experiences and the community's willingness to recommend CCH. According to the Gillette News Record, in a presentation of the Board of Trustees last week, Executive Director of Patient Experience, Tanya Alley, shared hospital consumer assessment survey results. The hospital earned an overall 4-star rating with strong marks in communication, staff responsiveness, and cleanliness. But when asked if they would highly rate or recommend CCH, patients gave much lower scores, just 2 stars for likelihood to recommend and 3 stars for overall rating. Board member Dr. Angela Biggs said, "It's very interesting to me that we can look at the majority of these ratings that are mostly 4 or 5 stars, and yet it doesn't align with the way the community rates or recommends the hospital." Leaders acknowledge billing remains a major source of frustration, but say the new Epic system should improve accuracy and timeliness. Despite challenges, more than 93% of patients still say they would definitely or probably recommend CCH. Federal shutdown begins. Governor Gordon moves to shield Wyoming workers. As the federal government shut down at midnight after Congress failed to reach a budget deal, Governor Mark Gordon announced protocols to protect Wyoming workers and services from immediate impacts. In a memo to state cabinet members, Gordon's chief of staff, Drew Perkins, said Wyoming will temporarily cover salaries for state employees whose positions are funded fully or partially with federal dollars. The goal is to prevent disruptions for both workers and citizens. Perkins cautioned, however, that if the shutdown stretches on, Wyoming may need to suspend federally funded contracts and programs or furlough employees. He also noted that while the state expects Washington to eventually reimburse the costs, repayment is not guaranteed. Perkins wrote, "Wyoming is not unfamiliar with the impacts of gridlock in Washington. As we live within our means, the state is well prepared in the event of a federal government shutdown." That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.